listening to Daybreak in Smithers at 97.5 FM. Right now, it is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, and what you hear behind me is pianist Sarah Hagen playing Sergei Rachmaninoff's prelude to Opus 32. Hagen will perform all 13 of Rachmaninoff's preludes with a slam poet, Brendan MacLeod, performing his poetry over top. This uncommon act, All We Will Miss, takes the stage tomorrow night in Smithers. But we've reached Sarah Hagen in Burns Lake to find out more about it this morning. Hi there, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
Why Rachmaninoff for this performance?
Oh, that came from my end. I'm a little bit obsessed with Rachmaninoff and also with this particular set of pieces.
Why?
I think they're just the most living music that I've ever put my hands on. They're like oxygen. They change every time you play them. And I feel like they're just jam-packed with so much emotion.
So the pieces themselves for you are jam-packed with emotion. How much more is added to it when you have spoken word on top?
Uh-huh. So I've been playing this set just on my own, and I started to think about how there's sometimes a barrier between audience and classical music because it's so much to take in. And as I got to know Brendan's work, I thought he would be perfect to help me along with finding another way to communicate the music. So communicating it through playing, and then his job is to try to bring the music to life through words.
So you brought Brendan MacLeod on board, a spoken word artist. Tell me about what the experience was like for you when you first started working with him, putting some of his poetry over top of this piece that was already living and breathing for you.
Mm-hmm. So we actually, how we do it is I play and then he has written a response. So we don't actually perform at the same time. I think that would be kind of chaotic, actually. But at the beginning, we just met and talked about the preludes, and I talked about what they meant to me, and he listened to them, and sometimes, mostly the perspectives lined up, but sometimes I would say, well, actually, you think that one's all about, you know, excitement, but I think this one's all about anger, and so we had to kind of discuss and find a way to have a common vision throughout.
And what is the role of your audience as they listen to this call and response between Rachmaninoff on the piano and spoken word?
Sorry, what was the first part?
What's the role of the audience as they watch this call and response?
I mean, just to take it all in. I think I've been playing it without the words. I just did it last night in Burns Lake, actually. But it's just to be present. You know, classical music and spoken word are alike in that people listen to the performances in silence. You know, it's different from other music where you might talk with your friends a little bit throughout. And so I think it's just this idea of gathering people together to share the experience of both things together.
And when it comes to the spoken word, where does it take the music in new ways?
Yeah, that's interesting. I was surprised because it was a little bit of, you know, a secret what the words would be. And when we first went through it, it actually changes my own journey through the music.
Really?
Yeah, because, and that's what I meant about the music being really alive. And so it can change from moment to moment, and it can also change if you have another idea pop into your head. In this case, the ideas came from Brendan.
Huh. So physically, when you're performing this piece, does it affect, like, do the stories affect how you might be touching those keys, for instance?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. It's actually a little bit calmer for me because I get a little break while he's talking. And sometimes it can feel, like, massive to play them all at once. But it can change depending on his tone of voice that he uses for what he's written. And it can also just change the way art does, like, and it changes for us how we're feeling that day.
Have you performed this on stage before?
No. Tomorrow is the world premiere.
What are you expecting?
Hopefully just soft fruits thrown. You know what
so
I mean?
If you, I highly doubt the Smithers audience is going to bring tomatoes with them.
No. glad to be asked by Smithers, partly because it's always great to be asked, but also we thought that this would be the absolutely perfect community to bring the work to. Just Brendan has actually played up there quite often with his band, The Fugitives, but it's my first time to Smithers. I just know from what people tell me that they're cool folk who live there.
What do you think Rachmaninoff would make of this?
I don't know, actually. I mean, he was a very intense man, but I think he was open to, you know, he wanted the music to be shared, and if this is a way to help make that happen, I hope that he would be okay with it.
Well, it sounds like the Smithers audience is in for a real treat tomorrow night. I wish I could be there in attendance as well. Sarah Hagen, good luck.
Thank
Break
you
a
so
leg.
Much. Thank you.
Sarah Hagen is a pianist, and she will perform Rachmaninoff's Preludes with slam poet Brendan MacLeod tomorrow night in Smithers. It is the world premiere happening in Smithers tomorrow night of this show. The show begins at 7:30 at the Della Herman Theater.